In Uganda, 40% of the people have to walk 30 minutes or more for clean water. Two-thirds of the world's population could face water shortages by 2025. Do something today. Your gift could help install a Jesus well, providing water for an entire village for 25 years. Gospel for Asia has installed 30,000 of these wells, and they need your help to give life to thirsty people. Join Truth Network in supporting this cause. Go to truthnetwork.com or call 855-573-7351. Let's bring the living water to the world.
Hi, I'm Joanne Vicknair, Meemaw, with It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God on the Truth Network for Kids. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to talk about a timely topic for the week that it's been for all of us. You know, it's been really sad, right? The school shooting in Texas, and it seems only appropriate that we talk about that. And Jesus, in as far as prayer, deliver us from evil. So, James, where do you want to start now?
Well, first, let's talk about one of the things you hear people say at a time like this. Sometimes you hear them say something like, what difference do thoughts and prayers make? And there's this angry tone, you know, don't talk to me about prayers. And I understand they want to see things change. They want to see something done. But honestly, do you really want to throw out prayer when you're trying to make a difference in a situation like this? I mean, if Jesus taught us to pray, deliver us from evil, and he did, it's right there in the Lord's Prayer. I mean, then shouldn't we pray that way? Do we really want to face evil circumstances not having prayed? Do we really think that our solutions are good enough on their own apart from God? Oh, we need to pray, and we need to pray hard. And we need to go to God so that our responses are filled with Him and as wise as possible.
I really appreciate that, James, because I've noticed that when I pray about something, God often, you know, gives me a solution that I never would have come up with on my own. But to get them, I really have to sit still and listen and really just be with Him.
Exactly. And the other truth is that God can bring comfort to so many who are grieving when we pray for them. So we need to love them with our prayers and lift them up. And at the same time, we need to do our best to prevent anything like this happening again.
Oh, that's so true. It's about so much more than politics, really, isn't it?
It really is, Robbie. I did some research this past week on the history of school shootings, and things really started to get bad in the 70s, and they just got worse from there. Guns have been around centuries before in our country, but there's this sudden change. And of course, a lot of this is happening at a time when our country seems to be turning farther away from God. So we really do need to pray, deliver us from evil. Because what we need is a change of heart. And of course, there are precautions that should be taken, and we need to think those through carefully. But our country's deepest need is for people to be changed with God's love. If God's love is at work in our hearts, then we'll stop glorifying violence in movies and video games and anywhere else and begin to value all human life.
Yeah, Jesus said in John 10:10 that the devil comes to steal and kill and destroy. My wife asked me, Robbie, why does he always go after the kids? And I said, because he hates the innocent faces.
Yeah, exactly. And in the very same verse, John 10:10, Jesus said, I've come that they may have life and have it to the full. So it seems to me that here's this contrast between, you know, death and destruction and life. And this is why our prayers matter so much, because evil is all around us, and Jesus has conquered it at the cross. History is moving in his direction, and we need to be on his side.
But Scripture also says that the devil rages because he knows his time is short.
Yeah, and we've definitely seen that this past week. So, Robbie, for the remainder of this time, instead of just talking about prayer, let's do it. Let's ask our listeners, folks, thank you for tuning in. And no matter where you are, would you please join us? This isn't the end of the podcast. We usually pray at the end. But we're just going to take a couple of minutes to do this, and we'd love for you to pray along and add your own prayers, because there is power in this. Robbie, would you go ahead and lead us off?
Oh, I'd love to. So, Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you that we can come to you with things like this that we really don't understand. And our hearts just break. I can't even imagine in my wildest dreams what it would be like to be one of those parents or grandparents. So, Lord, I know you promise that those who mourn will be comforted as only you can comfort them. And I pray that you would come for them in amazing ways, that they would sense your love and your peace and each yes. other and the support that's coming. I pray for the poor officers I saw just getting battered. Lord, help them to see your hand in this as well, and help them not to take the fall internally, that they would turn to you as well. And as all these people are looking for answers, Lord, I pray that you would touch their heart in some way that they would reach out for you.
Mm-hmm. And Father, we do pray for genuine solutions. We pray your wisdom for our legislature and for law enforcement, wherever they may be, Father, that there would be cooler heads that prevail, so that this isn't just a political issue, and that there would be a heart change in our country so that life is truly valued. Lord, you alone can deliver us from evil, and you have conquered sin and death at the cross. And Lord, we just pray your help, your solutions for this problem.
Oh, and Lord, as you told us in Chronicles, right, that if my people, right, would just turn and admit that we're failing and seek your face with all our hearts and turn back to your word and back to your answers, Lord, I pray that we, the church, would be there first on our knees, calling out to you as it is, you know, on us to look to you for our answers. I pray that you would help us to be that church that you longed for, your friends in this situation, that mm-hmm. where people can see you as they look in your church's eyes.
And Jesus, we praise you for the hope that you give us, that this will one day be behind us, and God will wipe every tear from our eyes. Father, thank you. Thank you again for the hope that you alone can give. In Jesus' name, amen. So for you, our listeners, thank you so much for joining us for this time. Please continue to pray. Again, know that your prayers are powerful and effective. The Word of God tells us this, and He is faithful to answer prayer. May God bless you as you pray.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.